The word for today is there is no turning back. In Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 38 we read, "But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him." A little boy in Sunday school heard the story of how Lot's wife looked back towards Sodom and turned into a pillar of salt. See Genesis 19 verse 26. "That's nothing," he said. "Last week when my mother was driving down the street, she looked back and turned into a telephone pole." Seriously, God says, if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Every pilot knows there is a point of no return. The runway has all been used up. It's fly or die. In Hebrews chapter 11, we find a list of ordinary people who, in the worst of times, refused to turn back. The Bible says if they had longed for the country they came from, they could have gone back. But they were looking for a better place, a heavenly homeland. That's why God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. Hebrews 11 verses 15 and 16. Here's the score. If you're beginning your walk with God, Satan will use every trick in the book to get you off track. If you're in the middle of your walk with God, he'll try to tell you that your life doesn't count. Don't believe him. He's a liar. And if you're nearing the end of your walk with God, he'll try to discourage you by highlighting all your faults and failures. Don't buy what he's selling. Instead, stand on this scripture from 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. "I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him until that day." That's the word for today on UCB.